They come and pick up puzzles, put everything together.
Well, you do good work. Pete Wasilchuk, the president of Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots. Drop off toys if you need them. Contact Pete, and we'll make sure kids have toys this Christmas, because kids always should have toys. Thank you, Pete, for coming in.
No problem.
Anytime you need help, you give me a call.
Thanks a lot.
Don't wait for me to call you. You call me. It's 7 o'clock now. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. They're up early at the White House getting out word about what the administration calls the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. The president will commute the sentences of about 1,500 people, many of them placed on home confinement during the pandemic. 39 were serving sentences for nonviolent crimes like marijuana possession. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
President Biden has been under pressure from advocacy groups to issue pardons before Donald Trump takes office. Biden is also weighing issuing preemptive pardons to those who investigated Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election and are now facing possible retribution.
Breaking news from the Middle East. An American has been freed from detention in Syria. Vicki Barker is at the foreign desk.
A man identifying himself as Missouri native Travis Timmerman has been found on the outskirts of Damascus. He told CBS's Elizabeth Palmer he'd been detained when entering Syria without permission 7 months ago. He says he was not maltreated in prison and simply walked out when the doors opened after the Assad regime fell.
Here in the U.S., FBI Director Christopher Wray is bowing to pressure from the man who appointed him 7 years ago and resigning early. CBS's Torian Small.
Trump soured on Wray after several FBI-led investigations, looking at ties to Russia, efforts to overturn the 2020 elections, and the 2022 raid of Mar-a-Lago during the classified documents investigation.
In a social media post, Mr. Trump calls Wray's resignation a great day for America. Fire crews in Malibu, California are bracing for a shift in strong Santa Ana winds, driving flames that have burned houses and forced thousands of people to evacuate. Others are staying put. CBS Los Angeles, Jasmine Veal.
Many of the neighbors protecting neighbors out here, some neighbors and residents actually chose to stay. They came prepared over the years. They have gathered together their own fire hoses. They have their water pumps, and they actually protected their home and others as they chose to ignore the evacuation orders.
This is a big day for believers south of the border.
Millions walk days from across Mexico to pay homage to La Guadalupana, or Virgin of Guadalupe. Thousands camp in tents near her shrine. The faithful believe this darker-skinned Virgin Mary appeared to an indigenous man nearly 500 years ago. Guadalupe is also worshipped by Latinos across the U.S. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
S&P futures are down 10, Dow futures off 64. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Chris Morrow filling in for Stuart J. Waddles with a look at this morning's news. You may have noticed already it's pretty cold outside. Record cold temperatures coming in already today. We're going to stay below zero as far as the wind chills go through about midday or early afternoon today before things start to warm up a little bit for the weekend. And people tell you you should dress in layers to avoid sweating that can cause hypothermia. Also cover exposed skin. This wind chill can give you frostbite in 30 minutes or less. Full forecast coming up here following the news. State officials warning the public about scammers who threaten to cut off homeowners' utility services, especially during cold weather like this. Utility costs often go higher in the winter, and scammers are aware of it. Michelle Renan of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says these fake threats strike fear into consumers. She said there is a moratorium in effect to stop disconnection, so if they call you with threats, they're just lying to you. As far as home building goes, Racine County submitted fewer residential building permits to the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services during this year compared with 2023. According to the Wisconsin Builders Association, Racine County has seen a decrease of almost 32% this year. 137 building permits have been submitted. By the same time, In 2023, over 201 permits had been submitted. The Racine Police Department still looking for your public's help in identifying and finding the person or people responsible for the weekend homicide of 41-year-old Jeffrey Garrett of Racine. It was Saturday night around 7 o'clock that he was shot in the 700 block of Villa Street. He did not survive the wounds. Officers still looking for people who may be responsible. That's what's happening in news on WRJN. We've got news at the top and bottom of each hour and, of course, anytime online at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The Packers' Luke Musgrave returns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers tight end Luke Musgrave is back at practice after injuring his left ankle against the Vikings late September and finally having surgery about 2 weeks later.
I definitely knew that I hurt it, but we didn't know that it probably needed surgery until after the Rams week.
How's your body feeling now?
Feeling good. Still getting back into it, still working into the ankle, but body feels good. Been in the weight room a lot, so it's been really good.
Some good news for the Badgers football team. Wide receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind last night and decided to stay at Wisconsin, but both quarterbacks, Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke, have entered the transfer portal. Baseball, the Brewers added two minor league pitchers, Grant Wolfram from the Rangers and Connor Thomas from the Cardinals. Brewers GM Matt Arnold at the winter baseball meetings in Dallas.
We're excited about having Freddie Peralta at the top of our rotation. We had guys like Tobias Myers step up. Really happy with Aaron Civale at the end of last season. There are a lot of different options there. I think we'd certainly be open to adding another starter as well.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Subway is a mental institution. It is. I mean, it takes people places, but that is its secondary purpose. It is. I was on the subway one day, and this lady just walked on the subway. She started singing, "All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich. All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich. All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich." All I was like, come on, lady, we're in public here. What song has been stuck in my head for the last 2 years? I can't get rid of it. That woman should not be homeless. She's a hit maker, okay? She may be one of the greatest lyricists of our time. I've heard 11 Taylor Swift songs. I don't know the words. I know all the words to fish sandwich. And guess what? Nobody's wondering what to get her for Christmas. One woman that rides a train, I want to get her a gift, but I just, dude, she wants a fish sandwich. You gotta listen to the lyrics. You're getting caught up in the beat, man.
We got the weather cut off there for a second, so I'm going to give you the forecast. Sunny today with a high near 14, clear tonight, lows around 7, increasing clouds tomorrow, highs near 27, cloudy with rain likely on Saturday, highs near 42. What happened there? A 40-degree difference. Sunday, cloudy, chance of rain, highs near 43. Right now, it's clear. It's 1 degree here at Radio Park. Melissa Donaldson is here from the Racine Public Library. Does it feel like one out there, or does it feel like three?
It's cold. Okay. I don't know if you can tell the difference between one and three. It's still cold.
When I came in, my temperature thing here said three, but my car said one. And I said, nah, it feels more like one. You can tell the difference. Anyway, it's cold, you know. It's hard to believe, but last weekend it was, what, near 50?
Yeah.
What's going on here? No wonder why we're all getting sick. And then my daughter will call me later on this morning to tell me, well, it's 75 degrees here in Florida. And I always say, hey, did you get that roof fixed from the last hurricane you had down there? Did you get that hole in the ceiling fixed? So we're here talking about the Racine Public Library. A lot of stuff going on, including, and this is interesting, a lot of people are going to get tech toys.
Yeah.
Tech devices.
It's Christmas time.
And they're going to get them and say, I don't know how to use it.
Correct. Yeah, we get that a lot. So we do offer tech help at the library.
How deep do you go into that tech help?
It depends on what people need. So we can go very simple. We can go into depth. It just really depends on what people need.
If somebody gets a new computer, a laptop, mm-hmm. and they have no idea how to set it up, you can help them?
We can walk them through. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
Maybe I should go into the library from now on.
We try to help them through just so that they have a better understanding on how their machine works.
What if somebody gets a fish sandwich? You know, I heard that yesterday when I was setting it up. And all day I'm thinking about this. All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich. He's right. Once it's stuck in your head, it's there. Okay, so when do the people start coming in? Right, the day after Christmas, they start I got this thing. I don't know how to work it. What are you going to help me with this?
We do this all year long. So, but we are definitely busier after the holidays for sure.
Okay. So we're talking about iOS devices like iPads.
And iPhones. Yep.
Is it hard to set up an iPhone?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No.
I don't do it.
Well, but a lot of people don't know, like, once they have it set up, a lot of times they get it set up, like, their kids will set it up for them, and then they, like, here you go, Mom and Dad, here you go, here's your device.
But they didn't give them the password.
All right. Well, they give them the password and stuff, but they just don't know what to do with it afterwards. So we do, that's where, like, where we come in.
How about we make some phone calls on it, or they don't do that anymore on phones?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've helped people learn how to make phone calls on their cell phones, because it's different than just punching in a number. I mean, you have to know where to click.
I tell you, my mother at age 92 was using her cell phone and it was called a LePan, but it was like an iPad, using it every day until she hit the button that changed the language on it.
Oh.
She called me over, says, I don't get what happened here. I said, I tell you what happened. You changed the language. So what am I going to do? I don't speak that language. So I had to look up online to find out what language it was at first. And then I had to look up that word to see what word is menu. And eventually we got it done. But I said, don't change languages anymore. He says, I didn't. Yes, you did. And I'm yelling at this 92-year-old woman. Yes, you did change the language on it. Okay, so we're talking MacBooks.
Yep.
So laptops, of course.
Laptops, Windows laptops, for sure.
Do people get regular computers anymore? Is everything laptops? Yeah.
Yeah, and right now, like, we're seeing a big change in people upgrading from a Windows 10 computer to a Windows 11 computer, and there's some difference between the operating systems enough to make people like, okay, I knew where it was, but I don't know where it is anymore.
You know, I get these things on my computer that says, now I didn't set it up, somebody did for me, and it says continue to set up whatever it is on there, Dropbox, and I want to set it up. I don't use Dropbox, but it was on my old computer.
Okay.
So, you know, he put it on there, and it's every day it's, let's continue to set this up, and I hit later, and it always shows up the next day, and the next day, and the next.
But you can always uninstall it. So
I know, but then I involve doing things that I might screw something up, so I don't. So that's why I don't do that. Kindles and Kindle Fires. I got my wife a new Kindle Fire a couple of years ago, but the volume was so low on it, the people at Amazon said return it. We'll give you a new one, and got another one. It was so low, and they tried to work us through it. And we just couldn't get the volume up, so she went back to her old one. And we just said, skip it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I should have brought it to the library.
That's weird.
Yeah. Just couldn't get a volume on that thing. So you do with Kindles, Kindle Fires, Android tablets and phones, the Androids.
Yep.
Which I didn't realize Androids are more popular than iPhones.
Yes, there's a lot more of them.
I didn't know that.
There's a lot of manufacturers of Android phones.
Huh. Yeah,
and they're not all created equal. For sure.
Yeah, that's the problem. You get all these different manufacturers.
Yeah.
Says some staffing changes coming in the new year. Uh-oh, what's going on there?
Yep, so I'm losing my interns. I'm losing about 4 of my staff.
You know where to find them?
Yes.
Okay.
Their time is over on 12:30 on December 30th, so I will no longer have them. So it's suggested that you call the library and make an appointment. Our regular number is 262-636-9217 and select 3 from the voice menu for tech help. If nobody is there, please leave a message because we will call you back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hold on a second. We're talking to Melissa Donaldson from the Racine Public Library. A whole bunch of programs up there, but first, we've got something for you here. We're going to give you a nice prize. It's our grown-up gift list, text to win contest on WRJM. Here's the keyword this hour. Merry, as in Merry Christmas. Merry, M-E-R-R-Y. That's our keyword. Download the Civic Media app. Go to civicmedia.us, download the app, or go to wherever you get apps. And download the Civic Media app. At the bottom, you'll see WRJM. Click on WRJM. There's a text spot there. Text the word Merry, M-E-R-R-Y, and you'll be in the running to win this hour's prize, which happens to be, let's see what it is here. Open up the envelope. Ah, $100 cash. That's not bad. $100 cash. It's our statewide text to win contest, our grown-up gift list contest on WRJN. One more time, download the Civic Media app. And you get that from the App Store or civicmedia.com. Click on WRJN. You'll see our call letters at the bottom. Make sure you click on ours. And you'll see a text area there. Text the keyword Mary. Mary. Just this hour only. We'll keep reminding you throughout the hour for your chance to win $100 from our statewide Text to Win contest. Good luck.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Day number 8 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's the most wonderful time of the year to indulge in holiday sweets. Savor the warmth of freshly baked cobbler straight from the oven, crowned with vanilla bean ice cream. Or share the joy of the season with cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Perfect for those winter nights. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
We're talking to Melissa Donaldson here at the Racine Public Library. We're talking about tech. Are you into tech a lot? I noticed you're on your phone the whole time.
Yes, I'm very much into tech.
You are? Oh,
yeah. Man. Yeah, that's what I went to school for. So
I avoid it at all costs. Every morning I get up or every afternoon when I come home, I turn on my computer and just pray it's going to come on.
I mean, we were just talking a couple weeks ago about how, like, back in the day, we used to build our own computers. Like, you just bought all the pieces and you put them all together.
My goodness.
Yeah, we did that when we were young adults. We're not young adults anymore, but...
Even if my phone, if I turn it on and there's a strange message on there, I go into, you know, arrhythmia, and I need, like, the paddles to get me going again because I don't know how to fix anything. What's the partnership with the City of Racine Smart Clubs?
So City of Racine Smart Cities. Yeah. So it's a partnership with the City of Racine. They've applied for a few grants, and they've set up the Digital Navigators program. It's very similar to our Tech Help. They have a little bit more staff, so they can have a little bit bigger reach. They teach tailored one-on-one digital skill classes. They answer your tech-related questions. They help troubleshoot your tech. But they also want to build it. They want, you know, just like we do at the library, they want to build confidence. We want to eliminate text anxiety, help create resumes, learn how to shop online.
Wait, back up. Tech anxiety.
Yes.
That's what I have, right?
Yep.
Is there a pill for that, or?
You know, I think it's just, it's.
That's great. I never thought about it. I have tech anxiety.
Yeah. It's interesting because everybody's like, oh, these kids just, they didn't know how to do it. You know, like, they just know how to pick up a computer and use it right away. And that's not necessarily true. They don't have that fear. Like, I think a lot of everybody has that fear that they're going to do something wrong or they're going to...
Oh, you know, I don't want to touch anything bad because I don't know how to undo it.
Right, right. And so they don't have that fear. So
it's hard to believe we're talking about the Racine Public Library here.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, all we think about the library is old dusty books.
Yeah, we are
and
more than books.
And you have plenty of
books.
Those. Yeah.
Yeah, but we are more than books. We do, I mean, like... To get people just to feel comfortable with tech. I mean, tech is all around us. It's part of our life. We use it for everyday life. It turns my lights on and off at home.
You do that?
Yeah.
I have this light in the kitchen that when you walk in, it turns on automatically.
That's kind of cool.
But it's supposed to have a switch on it, too. If you click the switch 3 times, you can do it manually. It will come on, then you can turn it on and on off manually. So I clicked it 3 times. Didn't work. So I called the manufacturer. She said, are you sure you're doing it 3 times? I said, I went to college. I think I can figure out 3 times. It's not working. She goes, well, let's return it. I just paid an electrician to put it in. I'm not going to take it down and, you know, I'm paying another one. I said, it doesn't work. And I'll just live with it because I don't have a choice. I'm not going to pay another electrician to come in for $100 an hour to take it down. And the whole thing costs $39. But anyway, yeah, it's some of this tech stuff is really neat.
It is. It's just like, it's nice to be able to, like, if I forget to turn a light off, I don't have to get out of my bed. I could just tell Alexa or Google to turn it off.
Yeah, we walk through the kitchen and the light comes on. If you go into the bathroom in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. lights come on automatically.
There you go.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything about that. And that's your partner with the Smart Cities.
City of Racine Smart Cities, yep. So if you want to make an appointment with them, you can email smartcity@cityofracine.org and they'll make an appointment with you. I mean, they've done so many different partners over the past 5 months. They've assisted people at the various community centers that the city has. The library, we do have an additional digital navigator in our innovation lab. Senior living homes and nonprofit organizations assisting residents. So they have currently trained over 100 individuals. So
if I get a problem with electronics, I don't just walk in. You make an appointment or do you just walk into the library?
I would right now you could walk in, but after the new year, after the new year, I would highly recommend calling the library.
Are you going to hire new interns? No,
we don't have that in our budget at the moment.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it is what it is.
I need somebody to come over to my house and click that switch 3 times and see why I can't get it to work. 3D printing.
Yes.
This is like everything I'm hearing now is about 3D printing. There was a thing on Dateline or the news where the guy had his gun. It was a 3D printed gun and he used it in a murder.
Yeah, we do not print guns at the
I would hope not. But
yeah, we don't print any weapons of any sort. No swords. No, we just don't.
So what would you do if you wanted to print it? You got to take it all apart and all the pieces are 3D printed?
Sometimes they come as all in one piece. Sometimes you have to put them together.
But I hate to use the gun as an example, but the gun has inner parts. You just can't play a gun on top of it and 3D print it. You've got to take it apart, right?
Well, you have to have a file. You have to have a 3D file for a 3D printer to do to be able to print. Now, we do get our 3D. I am not a CAD designer, so in a CAD software, computer-aided drafting is where a lot of these designs are made. And there's a free version called Tinkercad that you can use if you want to try your hand at AutoCAD. I'm a terrible artist. Art has never been my thing. Drawing has never been my thing.
How big is a 3D printer? Is it like a copy machine?
No, much smaller.
Really?
Yeah, much smaller. So like most of them, probably, I don't know, not more than 2 feet.
Now, is it plastic you make a gun? Is it plastic then?
Yeah, we print in plastic.
So that gun I saw was plastic?
They do have some metal 3D printers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. But we only have plastic. I mean, it really depends. They're all sizes range, but we have a big one we call the Beast. It's called the iFast, but she's not fast at all. She's really slow. But for a plastic printer, she does really great detail.
She.
Yeah.
She does it fast.
She's slow.
Okay. Melissa Donaldson's here from the Racine Public Library. We'll be right back with more things going on there. But first, we've got Paul Harvey.
Rest of the story. Leonard Sly just stood there, his mouth falling open slowly as though some long-forgotten sight was materializing before his eyes. In fact, one was. It was a vision of home. Leonard was born there in that red brick tenement building, although he could not really have remembered it. He was so young when his folks picked up and moved from Cincinnati to the house on the Ohio countryside where he was reared. Maybe Leonard had just been told about the old place so many times that he felt he knew it. But anyway, there he stood, gazing up the red brick building at 412 2nd Street in Cincinnati, even though the building itself had been gone for more years than anyone could remember. In fact, the entire 400 block of 2nd Street was gone, victim of the urban planners who believed that plot of real estate would look better as what it now was, Riverfront Stadium, the new home of the Cincinnati Reds baseball team. For Leonard Sly was envisioning the scene as it was on the day of his birth, November 5, 1912. He was picturing the old tenement house at 412 2nd. From surrounding landmarks, he could tell exactly where the building had been. Leonard elbowed the ballpark spectator next to him. "See over there," he said, "that's where I was born." The other fellow arched an eyebrow. He said, "That's second base, mister." "That's right. That's precisely where it was, where second base is right now." And more memories flooded forth about old Andy Sly, Leonard's dad, working down at the United States Shoe Company. 412 2nd Street was near the plant, so the family sank roots there, but the roots never took hold. The shoe company job proved impossibly dreary for a man like Andy, a fellow with adventure inside him, clawing to get out. So the next house was a houseboat on the Ohio River. Three rooms, 12 foot by 50. The boat had a sail made from a half dozen of Matty Sly's best bed sheets. First day out, a storm ripped the makeshift sail to shreds. I'm going to interrupt Leonard's reverie right here because I want you to hear what happened 2 weeks later. Somebody overheard and remembered what Leonard had said about his birthplace being out there on the riverfront field at second base. You know what the Reds organization did? They sent Leonard second base. They sent him the bag itself. That's all that's left of the early past of Leonard Sly. The far point on a dusty diamond in Cincinnati where grown men play a kid's game, but I thought you'd like to see it for yourself, along with Leonard, across the decades and through his misty eyes. "It's not a bad thing to show your grandchildren," Leonard said 20 years ago, when he visited Riverfront Stadium. "That's where Grandpa was born. Not as one might imagine on a cattle ranch somewhere in the American Southwest, but in an urban tenement transformed into a big league field of dreams. You know Leonard Sly. Oh, yes, you do, the baseball fan for whom second was home. You know him as cowboy singer-actor Roy Rogers. Only now you know the rest of the story."
I knew that. I knew Leonard Sly was Roy Rogers, so that one I knew. Hey, we have another rest of the story coming up with Paul Harvey with Dan Marcus this afternoon, 12:05, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. And don't forget, right now, it's our grown-up gift list text to win contest going on at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app right now. You can do it at civicmedia.us or wherever you get your apps. Get the Civic Media app. And when you open it up, go down to WRJN. You'll see all the call letters of all the stations from Civic Media. Go to WRJN, click on WRJN, hit that text button, and text the word Mary this hour. Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. Text that keyword Mary, and you'll be in the running for $100 today. And every day is a different gift. We've got a lot of gifts to give away. It's our statewide text to win contest. One more time, go get the Civic Media app. Go down to WRJN, click on that, and you'll see a text button there. And text the word Mary this hour. Mary. That's our keyword for the 7 o'clock hour. It's 7:31 right now. Let's check news. And Chris is in for Stewart today.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Chris Morrow, filling in for Stewart J. Waddles. Well, you may have stuck your head out to let the dog out this morning, and you found out it's pretty cold out there. We'll see temperatures in the single digits throughout the early morning hours today. Wind chills well below zero throughout most of the day today. There is some improvement in sight. By the time we get to Saturday, we could see mid to upper 30s to around 40 degrees again. Racine police looking for a group of women accused of throwing things at a restaurant employee. It all started when a 70-year-old employee saw some women shoplifting. Then one of the women started throwing items at that employee. Police said nothing hit the employee. The woman wasn't hurt. Just kind of freaked her out a little bit. They talked to Channel 12 News about it. They've been identified and they're working on a warrant for the women who threw things at the restaurant employee. Well, in national news, we hear the stories of fires burning out of control in California this week. An air quality trend report here, released by the DNR in Wisconsin covering the past 20 years, says the Clean Air Act isn't really working the way they had hoped it would. Wild smoke fires in 2023 resulted in over 15 air quality advisories for southeast Wisconsin, almost five times higher than the average over the past 12 years. The report looked at ground-level ozone, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, particle pollution, and lead. What burned in Canada last year was just over 2 million acres bigger than the entire state of Wisconsin. Well, we mentioned this earlier in the hour, but residents should still be aware of scammers trying to take advantage of people who may have fallen behind in paying utility bills. When things get this cold, scammers get on the phone and start making threats that your utilities will be turned off unless you send them money, like right now. Fact is, there's a moratorium on shutting people's power or utilities off during the cold winter months. It simply can't be done. Scammers are trying to take advantage of people's fears during the cold weather. If you're in doubt, you can call the local We Energies office and they'll explain that you're safe and you'll get arrangements to make payments over time. That's what's happening in news this morning. If you're looking for headlines, we've got them twice each hour on WRJN throughout the day and on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stewart J. Waddles this morning, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Well, we got a World Ag Supply and Demand report out yesterday, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture sees more corn exports in our future. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that's fine as long as the geopolitical situation globally stays safe.
You watch the geopolitical side of things. Obviously, we got some events in Syria that are concerning, and you know what's happening there. Does that come into play in terms of the Black Sea and you know the movement of grains through that area? So that's something we'll have to keep an eye on. But right now, at least things are kind of flowing. Seems like Panama Canal is working fine. The Mississippi River is working fine, at least in terms of water levels compared to where we were a handful of months ago. So at least at this moment, things are moving fairly nicely. But obviously, those geopolitical events, especially this time of year, can be very shocking to the market. As trade gets a little bit thinner and things are, the market will be watching them very, very closely.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Yesterday's World Ag Supply Demand Report also found greater use of corn in ethanol and lower ending stocks. Not much to report as far as the soybean side of that report. So did it influence the numbers that we're dealing with on a Wednesday morning? We'll check that out next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre Solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Fairly quiet on the dairy front yesterday. Barrel cheese on Tuesday was down a quarter of a cent, 168 and three quarters, while the AA butter and the 40-pound block cheese both stood still. So, on a Wednesday morning, right now, we've got March corn unchanged, 449. December new crop up a penny at 443. January soybeans are down a penny and a half at 993, with November beans unchanged at 1010. March wheat, penny and a half higher right now at 563. July new crop up two at 579. The January class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 7 right now, 1918 a hundredweight. Just a quick Wednesday market snapshot. I'm PM Yankee.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny, our high 13 this afternoon. The wind will decrease to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 30 with scattered showers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
One year, my son gave me his Christmas list. I was like, yeah, man, he ain't real. I'm sorry. Just it's a ridiculous list. What is wrong with you? We can go halfsies. My second kid came out with the worst list. This was his list. He's like, look, Dad, I need a smartphone, some Air Jordans, and an iPad. I'm like, whoa. Santa don't do iPads. Santa does Legos and action figures. To which he responded, well, I feel like I had a pretty good year, so I'm gonna keep it on my list. And then we just uncomfortably stared at each other. And finally, I was like, well, I'm Santa Claus. I didn't want to tell you. I was hoping that your friends would tell you, and then I would avoid it. But you had backed me into a financial corner with your $3,000 Christmas list. Now redo your list and keep it under $150.
Melissa Donaldson is here from the Racine Public Library, and you're finding out this morning there's a lot to the library than books.
Yes.
There's a lot to the library than everything. Who knew you guys were into such tech at the library? Is this done on the second floor in that big room there?
Yeah, it's done on the second floor in the Innovation Lab.
In the Innovation Lab. I couldn't think of the technical name for it. It was the big room, but that was... well, that's really something, how much you're into. We learned in the first segment there that you can get tech help for your holiday stuff. A lot of people are going to be getting new phones, iPads, MacBooks, iPhones. Wouldn't it be easier if, you know, when they did beta VHS, remember that? The old days of radio cassettes. First it was beta, then VHS. It eventually got down to only VHS. Then that got thrown out. Now there are people saying, VHS, what's that? But now they, you know, you've got the Apple stuff versus the Windows stuff.
And Android stuff.
And the Android versus the iPhone stuff.
Yeah, but most everything is on all the devices. It's just...
I know, you can get text messages back and forth from Androids to iPhones and back and forth. You can tell by the blue and green colors.
Yes.
Who's got what.
Exactly. It's kind of nice. Is it like that for Android users too, do you know? I don't know.
My son's got an Android and I text him. I don't know if it's color-coded. I know on the iPhones it's color-coded.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay, we learned about the Racine Smart Cities. Yep. It's a quick review.
Yeah, so it's a another tech help type program where they teach tailored one-on-one digital skills classes. They answer your tech related questions, help you troubleshoot your tech. And again, the whole purpose of all of this is to help build tech confidence, eliminate tech anxiety. So like if you want to get help from us, you would call the library at 262-636-9217. And then if you want to get some help from the Smart Cities group, you can email smartcity@cityofracine.org.
We also learned you're losing a lot of your interns.
Yes. Yeah, they're part of a program that we got through the city, and their internship is done on December 30th.
So. We learned about 3D printing.
Yeah. So 3D printing, again, if you want something, if you have a 3D file already and you want us to print it, we do have a form on our website that you can click on and upload a file to, then we'll print it for you and call you.
Can you print an engagement ring on there?
I'm sure you could, but it'd be plastic.
Oh, she would know the difference?
Yes, she would know the difference.
Okay. That's what I mean. I thought maybe you can get away with something.
There are many places where you can look up designs. A couple of the websites that we use is Thingiverse.com, Printables.com, and another one is MakeWorld.com.
They said there were some things you cannot print. You won't print. Guns is one of them.
We won't print weapons of any.
Anything else? What if people want to make a copy of a credit card? That sounds dangerous.
Well, you can't really. I mean, unless you have a copy, unless you have the 3D file, I can't print it. I don't have a 3D scanner at the library, so.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Just trying to make sure. So there's no funny business going on.
Yeah, we would. I don't think that would be something that we would do.
Okay. Now, you can actually look up designs if you don't have one.
Yep.
For 3D. What kind of designs are you talking about?
So, for example, what did we do in the lab? We did in the lab this week, we were decorating for the holidays. So my coworker found an ornament online where we could hang it on our little tree that we have in the innovation lab.
And make ornaments. That's not a bad idea.
And they all had our name on them.
Oh, so, that's nice. Yeah,
so that's really cool. So it's fun stuff like that. What's really cool is I've been seeing a lot online is like, in our family, we tend to like to wrap our gifts kind of funny. So like, when my husband was younger, he got a lot of duct tape gifts, you know, like his dad and his stepmom, we'd wrap them up in duct tape and they would have to try. It's just fun, jokey stuff. But now they make like 3D printed gift boxes that have like 500 screws that you have to.
Really?
Undo. Yeah. That's so it's like just kind of cool stuff that you can do. Gift card, gift boxes, that kind of stuff.
I like the ornaments.
Yeah, you could do ornaments. We've done ornaments for a while now. They're just kind of fun.
What kind? Plastic ornaments?
Yeah, they're all plastic.
But you can put names. Do they come out in color?
Yep. We could change the color. Depends on the color of the plastic that we're printing in. So, yeah.
Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that. Oh, okay. Online learning. Now, what's that about? You can learn computers online, which is kind of an oxymoronic thing because if you can't get on your computer, how are you going to learn online?
Well, most people know how to turn their computer on and get to a website. That's really what this is. The library, through our system, Prairie Lakes Library System, we go in and purchase a database called LinkedIn Learning, which provides free online learning to anybody with a library card. So all you need is a library card to be able to access this learning. And it is really cool. It's how I keep up now. I graduated from Gateway in 2003, right? A lot has changed in computer world since 2003. You can't, with computers, you just can't stop learning, right? There's always something new. That's where I go to get a lot of my new training is just to see what's out there. Is this online, self-paced? So there's like no hard start date, no hard end date. It's self-paced. So you go you could do 5 minutes a day. You could do an hour a day.
You know what I'm afraid to do? Update my cell phone because I'm always afraid it's going to do something to it and I won't be able to undo it.
We always say it's good to do the updates because with updates comes security enhancements. So, you know, with anything that humans make, we always say it's good to update. Maybe if you want to wait a few weeks, make sure they get all the bugs out of it. That's cool. But we always recommend people update their software as soon as possible.
See, I would get the cockroaches and the gnats and all the bugs that come with it. Yeah. I always get that kind of stuff. You know, my wife just went to the library the other day. I had never seen Little Women before. It's a classic book. Mm-hmm. And I didn't read it. And I went to the Racine Theater Guild and we saw the production of Little Women there. Mm-hmm. I said, this is great. I've got teary-eyed and everything. So my wife had the Winona Ryder VHS cassette at home. So we watched that. I said, this is great. Then TCM ran the June Allison version from the 50s for the 40s, or I think probably the 40s, the MGM version, the big Technicolor version. I loved it. So she went to the library and she found the Katharine Hepburn version and she found two other versions. Mm-hmm. I guess they were TV adaptations of Little Women, and she watched them. So the Katharine Hepburn version was just awful. She said it was very stiff and there was really no life to it. And when you compare, she said it really wasn't very good compared to the others. Now, I don't know if she returned it today, but I wanted to see it, but she watched it without me. And it's going to be on TCM, I know, in a couple of weeks. But I got to see all these versions. Now, there were two silent versions of that movie as well. Wow. I can't imagine a silent version of that. But I guess when they didn't have sound, I guess they did their best with what they had.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get all this at the library, all these versions of Little Women.
Well, and it's cool because you think about it, you know, back in the day when when I was in high school, you know, you had Blockbuster, you had Planet Video, you had, you know, that's where we went on a Friday, you know, like, what are you going to do? You know, the library is one of those few places left where you can kind of get that experience. So we do have DVDs in both our adult services and youth services.
And Blu-rays too, by the way.
Yes, and Blu-rays for some stuff. Yep.
Yeah, but she got all these versions of Little Women she came home with.
Yeah.
I didn't know they existed. Yeah. I knew Katharine Hepburn did, but I didn't know about the TV adaptations. I got to find out if you like those. But they kind of, it's that BBC stuff, and it gets a little stuffy after a while. But anyway, I like that. So is there anything else I missed here?
So something I always like to mention when I talk to people is our digital books. We have our Libby app that you can use on your phone, which will allow you to read ebooks or listen to audiobooks that you can download to your phone, and you can play them in your car. It's just a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff there.
And how do you get to that?
How do you get to that? You can just download the Libby app from your app store. So from either the Apple App Store, Android App Store. If you're on a Windows computer, you would just go to our website, wplc.overdrive.com, and then you would download and read your books through there, through a browser. But it's both in the Android store and the Apple store, and you download the app, you log in with your library card, and then you have access to our statewide catalog.
Could you imagine a librarian from the 1950s walking into the Racine Public Library today?
I don't think they would know what to do.
I don't think either.
No, very much person-focused.
In the 50s, it was just books.
Right. You know, now we have so many services that we offer at the library, from tech help to general reference services. We still do help people find information that they're looking for. We still do that. And we also have a library social worker who helps people find information that they may need help with.
And always a smile when you go in there. Even when people are busy, I say, can you help me? Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and we love when we go to the library to sit down on those chairs with the windy windows overlooking the lake.
It is really beautiful.
Grab a magazine or a book and just relax there and look out the window over Lake Michigan.
You want to talk about a dying thing in the library's magazines.
Really?
It gets smaller and smaller. They're just not publishing them.
You know who I just had on the air with me yesterday? Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine. Okay. It's a high-gloss magazine. He puts it out every 2 months. It is magnificent. It's got loads of with ads, too.
Yeah.
You're right. Magazines is kind of a dying
thing. Yeah, I mean, like, it keeps getting smaller. The amount of magazines that we're able to order goes down and down.
Again, that poor librarian from the 50s coming in. Where are all the magazines?
I mean, it's just crazy to think about, because where our innovation lab in our teen scene area is where all the magazines used to be.
But you can watch the old ones on microfilm, right?
We have old Journal Times newspapers on on microfilm, but not magazines.
Oh, don't depress me.
No, but we do have access to various databases through the state of Wisconsin where you can get articles and stuff from.
I know. It's just I grew up getting newspapers and like variety newspaper from the library and old magazines I used to bring home. And
yeah, I mean, even newspapers aren't what they used to be.
The times, they are changing.
Yeah, they are, for sure.
Thank you, Melissa, for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Melissa Donaldson from the Racine Public Library. It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library. Don't you love it when people say library? I love that. It's the library. There was, I think Ellen DeGeneres did a comedy bit we run. She was talking about somebody, and they said, talking about the library. She goes, first thing, go to the library and find out how to pronounce library when you get there. Hey, I want a quick reminder. It's our statewide text to win contest, our grown-up gift list text to win contest, WRJN. Download the Civic Media app. Do it now. Go to the App Store or go to civicmedia.us. Download the app. You'll see a list of all our radio stations on there. Find WRJN. You can find it. Click on it, and you will see a little app thing, a little text button there. Text the word Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. You have 10 minutes to do it. Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. Text that keyword, and you'll be in the running for $100 cash this hour. Then you'll have another chance at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock with Dan Marcus, and you'll have a chance with Kurt Bowman at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Our text to win statewide contest, get the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, and then text the keyword Mary. That's the keyword this hour, okay?
This holiday season, make memories that last a lifetime at Gateway Classic Cars. Make this special time of the year merry and bright. Explore our spacious showroom packed with vintage cruisers, roaring muscle cars, trucks, and exotic dream machines. With a stunning selection and knowledgeable staff, Gateway Classic Cars is your destination to find a timeless, stylish gift for any classic car lover at any age. Visit the showroom on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia or gatewayclassiccars.com, where holiday dreams take the wheel.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Holidays at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for unmatched selection, exceptional service, and unbeatable convenience. Planning a holiday party? Stock up with the incredible beer cave selection. And don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. In a hurry? Skip the lines and cruise through the convenient drive-thru, perfect for the season's hustle and bustle. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, where fast meets fantastic. 31 and Spring Street in Racine.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
the tree. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
Donny Hathaway, This Christmas. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics this holiday season from WRJN. We've got sunshine on tap today. It's not going to feel it, but we have the sun out there. Highs near 14 degrees, clear tonight. Lows around 7. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high near 27. Saturday, cloudy, rain likely with a high near 42. When I was putting the forecast together this morning, I saw the fact that it said rain likely, and I said, yes! Rain likely on Sunday, too. Cloudy with a high near 43. And right now, it's sunny. It's 1 degree at Radio Park. But it's going to get warmer. Hey, you close enough with your neighbors to pull this off? Natural Light is giving away a one-of-a-kind beer fridge. It's called the Neighborator. You build it into your backyard fence. It's a double-sided refrigerator with two doors, so you and your neighbor can both access it. What do you think? Think you can pull that off with your neighbor? A double-sided beer refrigerator? I think I could pull it off with my neighbors, but I don't drink beer. So, you know. Simon & Garfunkel now. Here's Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I
Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Simon Garfunkel, Homeward Bound, 8 o'clock at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and your Christmas classics, too. I don't know if you remember old school mentalist and frequent Johnny Carson guest, the amazing Kreskin. Remember him? He passed away yesterday at age 89. He was always entertaining. And some said he